It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. And a big week it has been for Southern Iowa basketball. And 1 week ago, we were talking about the opportunity to make it back to Wells Fargo Arena on the hard court this time. And lo and behold, 1 week later, we're going to be talking about the setup for Monday night showdown of Albia Blue Demons and Sheraton, both making it onto state. And we're going to talk with Coach Archer here in just a second. Coach Schooley's going to join us at the bottom half of the hour for the Chargers and talk about this amazing season both of them have and the historic events coming forward on Monday night for Albia. Western Christian Hall, 6:30 tip-off. Dan Stocker and I will bring you the pregame show at 4:30. Dan Stocker's going to join me here in just a second. We're going to talk with Coach Archer in a little roundtable action here at the corner of 34 and 5. We're going to talk about this upcoming contest. Albia gets the 8 seed, and Western Christian Hall gets the number 1 seed. This looks like a David versus Goliath, but what we have found on this Albia basketball team, they don't measure up maybe height-wise, but they measure up with more than enough athleticism, and most importantly, the heart, the character of this team, and the depth. This team right here, the Albia Blue Demons, one of the deepest basketball teams that I've been able to watch Coach Archer bring out on the court, and what gives them that extra special is that heartbeat that this team has, the character, the winning attitude. Also want to give a little shout-out. We get all caught up in on the basketball and the wrestling that going on this time of year, but I give a big shout out to all the young ladies and young men who participated in the speech events and are heading to state. Rebecca Mason, Taith May, Elsa Goodlow, Kristen Carlson, Nathan Mon, Keegan Bruce, Selena Henderson, Ashley Yinger, Allison Hazelhoon, and I just want to give them all a big shout-out, a big congratulations to all of them and their outstanding events as well, and to Coach Hollerich, Suzanne Hollerich, who heads that up. But we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the showdown that comes on Monday night as we journey to the well. Dan Stocker, Coach Archer, and I will be back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Dreaming up your ideal retirement is your job. Helping you get there is ours. That's why we encourage you to contribute to an Edward Jones IRA by April 15th. By investing in an Edward Jones IRA, you can take advantage of potential tax benefits for 2013 and give your money more time to potentially grow. To help make sense of your retirement goals before April 15th tax deadline, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Edward Jones local financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
March Madness is on, and Albia is on to the well. Wells Fargo Arena once again. We just got up the mats. They rolled the mats out and they're bringing in the hardwood. And 1 week ago, we talked about an opportunity for this team to get back to Wells Fargo Arena, making the trip since 2007. Four district championships, and that's quite the accomplishment. I got Dan Stockert sitting next to me. Dan, we're getting used to making big pregame shows for all these great teams that we're putting out on the basketball, football, and on the wrestling mats. We're going to do it again once again on Monday night.
Oh, it is. You know, we get accused sometimes of overdoing things. You know, I tell people we got a 2-hour pregame for a game that's going to take, you know, an hour and a half or so, and they want to know why we're doing 2 hours, and it's just because Joe won't let us do three. You know, we would do more. It's fun celebrating the kids. You know, we like talking about them. We like getting them the chance to talk. The coaches get a chance to talk and really see what the character of this team, and let people really get an inside look at these guys and what they bring to the table and what they've accomplished this year.
Coach, 2007, you guys made it to for the first time since I believe it was 1954 from 1967. So it had been a long stretch there. And at that time, I really thought that, you know, hey, by getting past that bubble, getting over that hump would really maybe change the characteristics of the program, where now it's something that's really attainable.
Yeah, and I think maybe that 2007 trip, maybe it was just a deal where, you know, kids started to see that we could make it. You know, we had come so close so many times, you know, even before I had gotten here, stories about being in the sub-state and having a shot to go and just not being able to quite take that next step. But I'm sure that was a big deal. You know, the thing about kids is that you know, the kids that we have now don't remember the 2007 trip very well, I don't think. But they know that we've gone, and they know that we've had some fairly recent success. So I'm sure that's in the back of their minds. But, you know, the group that I have, I think, and you've touched on a little bit, probably the success that we've had previous seasons is in their minds a little bit more, you know, just thinking that, you know, the success we've had in football and cross country and baseball, just them with that confidence, understanding that they're a good group of athletes and a good group of basketball players, and they can really compete with anyone.
Well, getting to compete with anyone right out the gate, to get to compete with someone, and that someone, Western Christian Hall, Dan, and when you look on paper, this basketball team Albie matches up against, if you were to take a ruler stick out, we'd come up on the short end of the stick.
Literally, and fortunately, games aren't played by measurables like that. It's played on the court and within the constraints of the time given. And that's what I think you're going to see. You know, we've played taller teams. You know, we've played Sheraton, who has two very big, quality big players in there. Won one, lost one. You know, we competed both games. Played Fairfield early on, where we're still feeling out who we are. We got kids who are just gotten off a football season, a long, deep football season, and so they weren't quite in the basketball mode yet on some of the players, and did very well against a very tall lineup. So, you know, I think what we've shown is our ability to out-hustle and out-work them. And Coach, I got to think that's, you know, a key for us, is just get out and run and keep running and do what we do. I know we talk a lot, you know, you're not going to grow these kids overnight, so we're going to play to the strengths we have. Basketball is a tall man's game, but it's not only a tall man's game. There are plenty of opportunities for guys of all statures to compete in basketball. And I assume we're going to go out and run and try to do what we can and really get after them at Western Christian.
Yeah, really not changing what we've done. You know, the biggest thing about us getting out and running, and I think we can, I think we have that advantage, but the biggest thing to be able to do that is be able to rebound, and that's really been a concern. And we've had a good scout team all week. You know, we have Coach Tino and Coach Kroll that present some size and some strength, and we've really been working against them quite a bit, and that's an advantage. But, we're not going to change a whole lot about what we do. You know, you can put in some wrinkles offensively and some different things defensively in a week, but you know, you don't want to go up there and change your complexion or think that you're playing number one in the state and you have to go and do things completely different, because you know that takes away from what we've accomplished. You know, I mean, we've gotten where we're at now because of the things, you know, there's three or four things that we do really well, and we just have to make sure that we're able to do those at Wells Fargo. And like I said, you can't run if you don't rebound, you can't run if you don't get stops. So those are some really big concerns we have. You know, watching tape of them, you know, it's going to be difficult, but it's something I think we can accomplish. But they're so efficient. You know, you watch them on tape and you're not overly impressed. And I get done watching the first quarter and the camera scrolls up and they're up 31-7. You know, they just every trip it seems like they find a way to put the ball in the basket. So a real efficient team, a real big team. But you can't take away from their guard play. They have a couple of really exceptional guards.
Well, Coach, we talk about this team getting out and running, but as I watched over the season, you know, it hasn't been 90 feet of mayhem. This has been a controlled basketball team, a team that will get their runs and will take advantage of their moments. But you really haven't been a 90-foot mayhem team. You've been a team that's played that kind of controlled basketball.
Right. It's a different team, and it's a lot different team than the teams that I've had when we've been successful in the past. You know, in the past we've had 6-5, 6-6, and I always loved that play because we could really control tempo and we could really half court game them, and that's something that I've always really liked is the half court game and slowing it down and running your sets and setting good screens and getting good looks. But we knew going in that we'd have to get out and transition to be better, and I think we've done a nice job of that. But you're right, it's not something that it's totally chaotic, and we've got some rules to it and we've got some things that we try to do out of it, but we do really try to get out and push it. I mean, and we try to push it with more than one guy with the dribble and then try to find somebody cutting from the backside or up the sideline. So, and I don't know if, you know, some of these, as the season wears on and you play teams for a second time, I think those teams are a little bit better at taking things away because they know how they match up with you and they know what to expect. And Hall's played some really good teams up there. I'm not saying that they haven't seen anybody like us, but I think it was an advantage probably Burlington just because they hadn't actually seen us in person and hadn't been able to play us once already. And you know, there might be that little bit of an advantage that we have on Hull, maybe not being used to how we fast break and how we get going. But and like I said, if we can rebound, if we can get stops and rebounds, then we can do that.
I think we talked about that sometime around the Christmas break about this team. New teams are going to come out and scheme against you guys to put what we call junk defenses out there, and we did see that. But I said, you said, well, that's sometimes difficult to prepare for. But I think that that makes you guys so much difficult to prepare for because you got so many different looks, and teams don't find it's hard to mimic the kind of speed and athleticism you guys bring to the court.
Right, and I think it's hard to mimic the guy that you're gonna box in one, or you're gonna diamond one. I mean, I he's a little bit quicker than guys give him credit for, but you know, and I think there've been a lot of talk about the diamond in the box and things like that. But you know, I think I've said before we took three of our seven losses, I think, to a team that played that from start to finish, and we have four or five wins against teams that did that from start to finish. So there were a lot of things that led to some of those losses in that five game stretch. And you know, Grinnell's in there, and Grinnell beat us straight up. And Grinnell is a big physical team. Grinnell's probably about as close to whole Western Christian as we've played. So that would be probably the best comparison that we've had. But you know, we played Sheraton, and that game went to overtime. And I don't really feel like he might have junked us a quarter, probably not a quarter, but you know, he showed us it little bits and pieces of it. But I don't know if that was so much it. You know, I think it probably played a role, but you know, you ask any of the guys, man, we work against that all the time. And it is tough to work against it because we have a hard time, you know, you don't know exactly what you're going to see. And we don't know exactly what we're going to see Monday. I mean, there's no way, I don't know. Hopefully he comes out and plays a straight up man to man or straight up 2-3, but I'd have a hard time believing he's going to do that. So, and I feel a little bit confident talking freely about it because I doubt he's up in Hull listening to the radio show, but, yeah, that's true. I've heard before, and we've got people from Australia, and it's been impressive, right? It's been impressive.
Dan, we're learning stuff here. You know, when I look at this team, you know, we know that we can get our points. When you're going against a team that's going to be a half court, 45 foot type of team, you really got to focus on the defense. And I think that what Albie's been able to do defensively this year has been equally as impressive as his offense, because they've been able to show. I've seen some different wrinkles out there from Coach Archer and his staff.
Oh, very much so. And Coach, you know, I what I've seen too is surprising me on some of the players that have stepped up defensively that I didn't think had it in them, or that was part of their repertoire. And really, that was, I think, been huge. You know, I talked in we'll hear in the pregame show with, you know, Mason Cox. He'll get out there and he'll draw 5 second calls on guys with those long arms. He'll get that closeness. Matt Baker, you know, who gets the well deserved credit for his offensive game, but defensively he's out there hustling all the time. Gets a lot of rebounds in there. Not the biggest guy out there, you know, and that's just about position, heart, and want there. You know, and then Tanner wins. Zach Hugan, you know, doing a good job, and those guys sometimes are undersized. And did that surprise you coming in the year that those guys would give you that kind of effort, or were you expecting that with all the summer ball and all the practices you've done that's what they would bring for you?
I don't know if I was surprised necessarily. I knew we were athletic, and I knew we had some good defenders. You know, Blake and Ryan and Luke are really good defenders too, and we knew this had those. I thought, you know, going back to Mason, I thought Mason surprised me a little bit the Pelechristian game. You know, he got out in passing lanes and had some big steals. I think there's been games maybe where they've surprised me a little bit, just different guys stepping up. But we knew we were going to be pretty good defensively on the perimeter. We were quite a bit concerned on the interior. But, you know, Victor Sanders has really played well, being undersized. And when we've needed Dalton, you know, Dalton's really given us good minutes, gave us good minutes the Davis County game, gave us really good minutes the Pelechristian game. And he's going to have to give us some time Monday. There's no doubt. I mean, we're really going to need him. So nice to have that little bit of size that you can throw out there and you can count on. But, yeah, I think it was more of a – we knew we were going to be athletic. We knew we were going to be able to do some things there. So – not necessarily a lot of surprise, but, you know, when we've gotten in trouble is when we haven't been able to do some of those things on the perimeter, because once you get beat off the perimeter and you get guys into the paint, then it's a free-for-all because we're not very big. And when you're taking eight-footers and we're trying to rebound eight-footers, that's a heck of a lot tougher than trying to rebound three-pointers or 19-footers, because now the rebounds are a lot shorter and you're going to fall – you're going to fall victim to some of that size. So the rebounding, a big part of the rebounding, we always preach it, is you got to stop dribble drive if you want to rebound. Because you don't stop dribble drive, then you're going to be giving up, you know, those short rebounds that we have a hard time getting.
Everybody starts to flow to stop the ball, and then the backside's left open. Coach, you know, we're talking about the defensive side. Saw something I hadn't really, maybe I didn't catch in the future or the past, but a little 1-3-1 that you guys run this year.
Yeah, and Coach Kirkland – coming in, I mean, he's been a nice balance. He's a zone guy, and I've always been a man guy. We always have a zone. We always have a zone that we try to run. You know, when 07 and 06, and then again in 2010, we had kind of a matchup that we ran, and I really, really liked that matchup. But the matchup, you've got to have that guy, that basket protector on the court all the time. And we always had a couple of guys that we could run with the matchup, and we just didn't have it this year. And when Coach Kirkland came on board, I knew that they ran some 1-3-1, and, you know, he wanted to play six or seven different zones, and there's no way I was going to do that. I thought, you know what, let's go with one zone, and let's really try to play it well and have it complement our man-to-man, and it's done a really nice job. You know, I thought our man-to-man has won a lot of games for us, but at the same time, we've put that 1-3-1 and put it on late against Notre Dame to seal that game. We played it in spurts there in the second half against Pelechristian to win that game, and the guys really like it. The guys are really confident in it, so it's been a great addition to what we've tried to do, and just lucky. I mean, and Danville played it a little bit different, and I think we even played a little bit different than Danville. I think Coach Kirkland's done a nice job, and we introduced it, and then him and I really tried to make it or tailor it to the way that we wanted it to look, but really big, because I don't know if we had him, we probably wouldn't be playing that zone, and it might not have turned into what it's turned in for us.
Well, Dan, it's the 1-3-1 they run lets them really show off their athletes. It's more of a flex 1-3-1, and that lets us take advantage of our athleticism.
Well, and that's exactly when they first came out with that. I don't know, Coach Archer predominantly is that man defense, and when they ran it, and I got a son on the team, he's explained it to me. I'm like, that's not the way I've ever heard of a 1-3-1 being played. They do it differently, and it's because of the athletes they have there, the way they're able to do it. And you really need to see it to appreciate it, to watch the game. And I do think it sets up where the guy on the top, he really gets an opportunity to get out and run, whether it's Matt Baker or we've seen Blake Bear get out. You know, we can get those outlet passes and really creates that offense. Again, as Coach said, you got to get that defense, you got to get the stop, you got to get that rebound. But boy, it's interesting. And with those athletes, you know, you got the guys on the corners are really flying all over the place. Your point is working a lot on the top. It takes a lot of energy, but you're fortunate you've got that 8-9 guys you can go, and it's got to be kind of nice to not have the size but be able to use that flex 1-3-1 to make that work.
What you know, talking about that and using the athleticism, and we talk about this athletic team, but they're exceptionally conditioned guys as well, and the depth. See, we talk about running on offense, but when you got guys that can just continue to hound you defensively, it wears the other team out.
Right. And the one thing I was thinking about when Dan was talking, and he saw the JV team play it, and I don't think Coach Kirkland played any man in JV, so I'm gonna spend the summer trying to reteach man to man to the JV guys. So I'm really looking forward to that. But and the JV had some guys that they could put up top. But what makes our 1-3-1 work, and Matt does a nice job up top, but when we're able to put Blake up top and move Matt off to the wing, because Matt rebounds, like you guys said, Matt rebounds a lot better than people give him credit for. But when Blake gets up top and he's long and he's athletic and he really works hard up top, I think that's when it really has looked the best. So having an athlete like Blake to put up top, and we probably had some other guys that could have played up top. I think Luke probably knows two or three spots, and the more spots you try to learn, the tougher it becomes. But we've got some guys that could probably play some different spots. But I think just, you know, as the season wore on, we really found out where those pieces needed to go as far as the spots they play in the 1-3-1. But athletic, you have to have the right athletes to run that. I mean, there's been years past where we probably couldn't have run it, but hopefully we have the athletes, we can run it a couple more years. But it's been a big deal.
We're talking with head coach Kevin Archer, and we're going to take a quick timeout, come back, Dan Stocker and Coach Archer, and I will come back here and continue our roundtable discussion of the opening tip-off, 6:35 on Monday night. And then here we'll come back and catch up with Coach Schooley from Sheraton. They've made a historic run here in the season, and what a run they've been on the basketball court. We're going to talk with him about their journey to the well when we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally. The Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa presents the 12th Annual Bluegrass Show in the Iowa Theater in Bloomfield, Iowa. That'll be held March 22nd at 7 p.m. The bands performing will be Lori King and Junction 63, Blue Steel Rail, and County Line. Get your tickets and find out more about food and a pickin' party before the show. Go to iowabluegrassmusic.com. This concert presented by the Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa. Come on, everybody, let's pick.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Back to the Coach's Corner. Talking to Coach Kevin Archer and Dan Stocker. We'll bring you a two-hour pregame show. 4:30, we'll start our pregame show on Monday night and lead you right to the tip-off at 6:35. Western Christian Hall, the opponent for the Blue Demons. And Dan, I think about the historic run we've been here, and Coach Archer sitting across from us, his head's going to blow off his shoulders here in a second when I brag him up like this. But four district championships, make that five district championships, and two trips to Wells Fargo Arena and last decade, and it's been a tremendous run for him and his program. And as we talked about it over the years, as we brought these broadcasts, he's just done things the right way. My brother stopped me, and you were at the office, and he said, he just has a way to really get the guys to buy into his program.
Well, and I think you do see that, and Coach, it's got to be kind of a double-edged sword. First, you've been had a lot of success here, done a lot of wonderful things here for us. And then also the school's doing well, in all, as we referenced, in all other sports. That creates a little extra pressure. You know, you'd said in the postgame you didn't want to be the first boys coach this year not to take a team to state and kind of ingest. But certainly there's that. And to do that, though, you've got to have the confidence to know what you're doing. And I would assume, too, the support of all the parents and the families really behind you, of the players themselves, to really kind of to support you and allow you that freedom to do the things you know to do, because you've been at this a while. It's not your first time. And so that really has to help, that I'm assuming you've got a lot of support from all the folks around you.
Right. Yeah, that's a really big deal. And that was one thing that I wanted to say, is I can go on and on about these senior guys. You know, every single one of them, from the couple that are scout team guys and have just done the right thing the whole time, and to the guys that are obviously on the court, but they've been great leaders. And when we've asked them to come out or we've asked them to change their roles a little bit, they've been nothing but you know, team players. But you know, it is a really, really good group of senior parents, parents that have let me do my job. And you know, their 5-game losing streak, I'm sure there are a lot of ideas, but I didn't have to listen to them. You know, and not that they wouldn't have been fairly intelligent ideas, but I know it's hard sometimes to sit back and see things and think things and feel like, oh, they should be doing this, they should be doing that. And when a group of senior parents like we've had gives me the benefit of the doubt and says, you know what, he's probably the one watching it, and you know, and maybe getting to the state tournament and getting a couple of district championships, maybe, you know, I would hope that, you know, you get a little bit of that leeway, maybe, to make some mistakes and to learn from those mistakes, and with people still thinking that you know what you're doing. But really appreciate that, and a really a good group of senior parents. And I don't know really if that's sunk in yet. You know, when you go and you, like I said in the pregame show, you go up and you watch the dome, and you're sitting there at the dome, and everybody's up there, and it kind of felt like our first Wells Fargo trip when there wasn't much going on in our community at the time, and we're able to catch fire and make the trip, and everybody's really excited. The dome, obviously, it had more people. It was a bigger stage, a more exciting event, but that's what it felt like. And I just felt like, man, you know, I want to get back here. You get jealous as a coach. You want to get back. But I knew that we had some deficits as a basketball team, but I knew that we had some good athletes and some good kids. So to get back there, and just little things, you know, when I go to senior graduation parties and I'm able to look at all the pictures, and you want your program to be there. And it's not necessarily me. It's just, you want your kids to be excited about your program. You know, you want your kids to be excited about your program as they are the football team or the baseball team. You want to be able to provide, and it's not me providing it, but you want them to have the same types of memories. And as a head coach, I kind of get jealous when I'm not able, or when we're not able to provide those memories for the guys, because I think that's my biggest satisfaction. I mean, next week's going to be awesome, and all the little things are going to be really cool. And those are going to be things that the guys don't think they'll remember, but they will. The coach bus on Monday will be cool. You know, the stuff that we do before we even go into our locker room will be cool. Going down and getting the picture for the plaque will be cool. Those are all really, really fun things that you don't think that you're going to remember. But, you know, the biggest satisfaction that I'm going to get is just, you know, remembering the, you know, some of the looks on our guys' faces and the guys being.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase the Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Hello, my name is Kelly Bryan, and I am the owner of KB Auto Plus here in Oskaloosa. You know, you don't have to wait for a super sale to get a great deal on your next vehicle. When you are ready, stop in and see our inventory or check us out at kbautoplus.com. And if we don't have what you're looking for, tell us. Then we will do our job and find it for you. From start to finish, you will see the same person. Never a salesman, then a sales manager, and then the finance manager. Just one person making your visit a fun and relaxed experience. So when you're ready, stop in and see why we are truly the next big thing.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing our conversation with Coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, on to state. And 4:30, Dan Stocker is sitting next to me, and I will bring you a two-hour pregame show, set things up for a 6:35 tip-off. And Coach kind of dropped off a little technology there, but as we wrap things up here, you know, everyone's waiting to hear the secret ingredients for a Blue Demon victory.
You did this to me on the pregame show, and I don't know what I said, score more points, I think. So that sounded really, really intelligent. So hopefully, if you listen to that, this is a better answer. But we have to rebound. Man, we have to rebound, and we have to find a way to get stops. If we can get stops and rebound so we can get out and run, I think that'll be a big deal for us in the success in that game. I don't know if there's anything more important than those two things, because I think we'll have some guys step up on the offensive end, and we're going to have to. We're going to have a couple of other guys knock down some shots, because he's going to do whatever he can to take Matt away, I'm pretty sure. So, and you know what? That's a tough thing to do, but we're going to have some other guys step up along with him. So,
you know, Coach, we're going to have in a few minutes here, we'll go to Coach Schooley over in Sheraton, and it is fairly impressive to have two teams from one conference in the state tournament. What's that mean for you, knowing that, you know, we split with Sheraton? It's always a great contest no matter where we end up, either team. But what's that mean to you from a conference perspective in Southern Iowa basketball to know we're represented twice at the state tournament?
It's pretty cool. I remember, and Ben and I talked quite a bit, but we were at the William Penn team camp this summer, and we both played Norwalk. And Norwalk has a really good coach, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him after our game, but Coach Schooley talked to him, and he said, you know, you have a really good conference, you know, because they had to play. They played us, Sheraton, and they played Centerville, and I think we actually beat Norwalk at the Penn camp. I don't think Sheraton was full strength, but he was really praising us and saying, man, your conference is going to have a really good year. And I was talking, and we were talking afterwards, and I said, yeah, I think we've got a couple nice teams. I don't know how good our conference is really going to be, but, you know, to send two teams out of a six-team league, that's a really big deal. And I don't know if it's, anyway, it's hard to say if it's been done, because the conference has changed. You know, back when we were bigger and we were Grinnell, and you throw some and Pellens and some of those other teams in, but obviously it hasn't been done in the time that I've been here, and it really hasn't even, we've never really come close. I don't really remember how many times we've had two teams in the sub-state final. So to do that's pretty cool. And you know, I had a buddy when Sheraton make it, he goes, that helps your RPI. So, but no, it's a good thing. And I've said it, you know, Ben does a great job, and I've said a lot of really nice things. And that wonderful ad that made the Sheraton paper. I mean, you get Ben on here, maybe Ben ought to start talking about the Blue Demons a little bit. I feel like it's a one-way street right now.
Well, you know, Coach, what you know, we know he's listening, right? You know he's listening. So, you know, I just got to lay it out here. The YouTube and the viral videos I've seen of his celebration dance, people have been stopping me on the street saying, hey, Coach Archer got that in his repertoire?
I remember when I made it in 07, and I put the double one, not ones up in the air and ran out to half court, and then I thought, man, I'm hugging no one. You know, I just missed a great opportunity to hug someone. You know, I had Mitch next to me, and I'm out there, fingers in the air, and the kids are celebrating. They don't care about me. And it reminded me of that when it happened to Sheraton. But Schooley had like a stomp and a scream, and he just, and some fist pumps. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. And I don't think, the thing is, I don't think it got caught on tape. That's the unfortunate thing, because it was something else. I thought he was going to pass out, but he put a smile on my face for about the next 100 miles, you know, it all the way home. I just had, every time I thought of it, I smiled. I think Mitch was with me. He laughed the entire way home. It was just, but that's cool because it's such a big deal to get that win. And it was such a huge deal for me on Monday when you get that win. But sometimes it's almost like you don't really think that it's happening because you put so much time in and you know that this is the goal, you know, and once you get there, you have to reassess your goals, but you know that it's a goal. But when you actually accomplish it, and when your team accomplishes it, and
Coach School,
like
is
I said,
actually
you're able to watch your team
in.
Celebrate, and you know how much it means to those guys, and you have community sport behind you, you definitely get wrapped up in the moment. But you know, it's about our kids, it's about his kids, and he has a really nice team, and we've seen that, and like you said, had a couple great battles, but they have a heck of a matchup as well, first round.
We're going to take a quick timeout. Guys, stick around a little bit, and we'll catch Coach Ben Schooley when we come back. We're going to talk a little Sheraton basketball. They've made it to state, and we're going to talk about his celebration dance and see if we can get some of those moves shared with our coach when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Hello, this is Kyle Hilton with New Tech Seed, and if you are one of the many New Tech customers, I would like to thank you for your continued business and loyalty to New Tech Seed. If you have yet to join the New Tech family, I personally invite you to experience what it means to have the power to outperform as a farmer and or dealer. The newest products and technologies are just the beginning of your New Tech experience. Call me today at 515-520-3097 or visit us online at yieldleader.com. Thank you.
Everybody's talking about Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa. They make the best pizzas in Iowa, plus everyday specials, biscuits and gravy. Every morning, you're going to find sandwiches, chicken tenderloin sandwiches, and the new Beacon Burgers, now with mushroom and Swiss cheese. They have all your convenience needs, beer, pop, donuts, ice, and much more. Open 6 to 9, Sunday through Thursday, 6 to 10, Friday and Saturday, and delivery at night, plus a drive-up window. You'll love it. Anderson's Country Store in Beacon.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high-interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Plays has to play good defense. Now here we go. 15 seconds. Moret guards Riley. Riley goes left. He gets it into Fuller's hands. Fuller gets it over to Duffy. Duffy's going to throw up a shot. No good. Rebound though. Rebound. Bondurant Farrar puts it up. No good. Still a fight for it. 2 seconds left. Still no good. Rebound. Hawkinson
wins
the buzzer. Chargers
wins.
Go to the state tournament. The Chargers are going to the state tournament. And
unbelievable.
Coach Schooley's going crazy. What a finish. What a finish. 63-61.
Three putbacks.
Our final.
Three putbacks missed under the basket.
Holy cow.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Schroeder and Felderman bringing you that broadcast, a historic broadcast, as Sheraton punches their ticket to Wells Fargo Arena. And, well, I'll tell you what, I thought we'd need to get those guys in an oxygen tank. They were going to run out of energy there. Coach Ben Schooley joining us online. Coach, welcome aboard. I don't know if you, did you get to hear Coach Archer's comments on your great celebration dance?
I actually did not get to hear it. However, I talked to him a little bit earlier in the week, and he shared with me what a fool I looked like. So I probably have to agree with that.
Coach, this is Dan Stocker, and it was up there at that game. It was a great sub-state game, a very good team in Bondurant Farrar. They really pushed your buttons and pushed you to the limit there. But, boy, I thought you guys settled in that second half, really did the things that you guys are good at and stuck to your strengths, and your kids really stepped up and represented Sheraton well. You got to be very pleased with that effort in that second half.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. We came out, and Bondurant was on fire. We weren't guarding very well, but to my kids' credit, they kept their composure, and we stuck to the game plan. We switched our defense up a little bit, which turned out to be what we needed to do. And like you said, I'm just real proud of my guys for the composure they showed and the fight they showed. And it was a great high school basketball game that went back and forth. and we were fortunate to pull it out in the end.
Coach, really a historic moment for the program. Talk about this week and the celebration you guys have been having over there in Sheraton. Just an amazing year for you guys, and then this historic moment.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I was on last week, and I mentioned that it had been 42 years since we've been in the state tournament, and so it's been crazy. I don't know that I've slept yet. I mean, the community has just showed so much support to our guys and the school, and it's been, I don't want to use the word magical, but in a way it has been. I mean, it's just been kind of a great three or four days since it happened, and it's been a lot of fun because we've been able to talk to a couple of those guys from the 72 team, or at least talk to Coach Bob Kane, who was the coach at that time, and just to connect between the two stories. We had similar roads actually to get to where we're at now, and when it's been that long since a school has done something like what we did this year, it's just so much excitement, and I'm just so happy for the guys because they've been able to celebrate and enjoy this great experience. But you know, a lot of high school athletes don't get a half, so I'm just really happy for the guys.
Well, Coach, it also really validates the conference title as well. When you look at what you guys were able to do and Albie getting to state, and then you have a team like Centerville that's home right now that they find themselves in any of their district ring or lineup, they'd be at Wells Fargo as well.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, and maybe I misperceive this, but sometimes I think our conference gets a little bit of a bad rap, you know, down in southern Iowa. You know, maybe a lot of people around the state think, you know, basketball's not that great down there. So it's good to have a year like this where two teams from the same conference are going, and it wasn't like it was flukes because all three schools had great seasons, dogfights in the conference. Albie and us had two overtime games that both of them could have went either way. And so I think it's got to give this conference a little bit of respect. I think that maybe sometimes it doesn't have, and maybe I'm wrong about that, but outside of our area, I think sometimes we get a bad rap, and a year like this, but we're able to get some respect for all the conference schools.
Well, Coach, you guys have been on a long winning streak here, and you've been doing it with some outstanding guard play, but man, I'll tell you what, T.J. Hawkinson, when you put him in the inside, he is a physical presence that's difficult to match up with for your opponents.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Probably the best way to say it is he's a man amongst boys sometimes when he's out there. He is a huge physical presence. I think I said last week, I mean, he's an athlete like, you know, I know I haven't coached, and I've rarely seen at the high school level. And to just be a sophomore is even more amazing. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Great player.
You know, Coach, also you got another fantastic sophomore, Derek Lang, who's leading his team in scoring. He came up again. I'm going to go back to that second half of the game. He had some really critical shots offensively. He's always very good at dribbling hard and getting his shot off when he needs to. That's got to be really special for you to have two young men like that who have come in last year as starters and continue to develop and grow. And you've got two more years with these guys.
Yeah, I consider myself lucky. Those two make me look like a genius a lot of the time when everybody knows that I'm not. But like you said, they came in from day one, started as freshmen. Derek's just a tireless worker, as I said last week, and you're absolutely right. He can get a shot off when he needs it. And the thing I can say about both of those sophomores is when the lights are the brightest and the moments the biggest, they seem to be at their best. And I think that separates a lot of kids. You know, from okay kids to great kids. Matt Baker's another one that comes to my mind that shows up in the biggest moments, and that's what I can say about those two sophomores.
Well, Coach, you get some great underclassmen, but you know as well as anybody that you have to have great leadership. You're going to put this piece of the puzzle together and get something that looks really, really good. You've got to have guys that can lead, and it really starts with your seniors. And to me, the seniors you got on your team, Coach, they are those type of guys. They're heart and soul guys.
No, you're absolutely right. Our senior leadership's been great. I actually have eight seniors on the team. Not all of them get to see a ton of time, but the leadership they show is incredible. We've got a great senior class. They're an unselfish class. They're a team first class. And from day one, they've showed great leadership. Some of them are more vocal leaders. Others lead by example. but just a couple guys. Willie Felderman, he's been our vocal leader, a guy that keeps us together. And Christian Bankston and Ben Moret, they're more lead by example guys, but they come to work every day and they just work hard. And the whole team is just a unit that does a lot, not on the basketball court. They hang out a lot, and it's just been great to see. But you're absolutely right. I mean, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have a group that buys into the team concept and has great leadership like my senior class, then it won't matter. So, no, you're absolutely right.
Now, Coach, you come in. Your first round game is Tuesday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon against Dubuque Wallert. Going to be a very tough opponent. They play a heavy 4A schedule, and they come in really doing a nice job. You got that leadership and that talent. What do you know so far about Wallert? What are you looking at for the matchups there?
Yeah, they're really good. You hit it right on the head. They're 20-4, and they basically play a 4A schedule. In fact, I think they've beaten two 4A schools that are in the state tournament at the 4A level. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Our matchup's probably not the best matchup we could have picked. But you know what? It's the state tournament. Everybody's good. They've got, as far as, you know, matchups, TJ's going to have his hands cut out for him. He's going to go against another sophomore who's listed at 6'8", 220, and he's been offered by Creighton. He's a really good player. So TJ's going to have his work cut out for him there. And then they're just big and athletic. They're 6'8", 6'5", 6'4", 6'3". So they're going to present some problems for us. But you know what? That's why you play the game, and we're excited for the opportunity. So we're going to go up there. We're going to enjoy the moment and play our hearts out and see what happens.
Well, Coach, there's no doubt you guys are going to play with heart, because that's what you see out of your team. And I just think about, when you get to these moments where you got all this attention for your program, the real challenge maybe sometimes the coach is trying to keep them focused on the basketball game. And I think sometimes being the underdog in these scenarios really kind of helps that out.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I've been telling the guys, you know, when we're not at practice, enjoy every moment. When people come up to you and say congratulations, and you get to do some certain things we've got to do this week, I've just said, you know, enjoy it, because, you know, you may never get another opportunity like this. And then I tell them, you know, when we come to practice, let's try to focus on basketball, because you're absolutely right. It's a hard week as far as so many distractions. My same message will be the same when we get to the Wells Fargo. None of these guys have ever played in a venue like that. And I want them to enjoy it. I mean, I don't want them to be so focused that they don't get to enjoy the experience, because it is an experience that you can't duplicate. And then when we step on the court, you know, I hope that we can get focused and just play hard and play together and whatever happens, happens.
We're talking with head coach Ben Schooley, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, and they're on their way to Wells Fargo Arena. 2 o'clock tip-off on Tuesday. Coach, can you hang around a second? We'll take a quick timeout and come back and continue our conversation.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We're talking with head coach Ben Schooley, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hy-Vee is the largest employer in the state of Iowa and has a proud tradition of being employee-owned and locally grown. Hy-Vee is now hiring warehouse order selectors in Sheraton. Full and part-time positions are available on both day and evening shifts. You must be able to do heavy lifting up to 75 pounds for 8 to 10 hours and the equivalent of walking 7 to 8 miles on concrete flooring. For more information, contact Misty Williams at 774-7692. 774-7692, or apply online at Hy-Vee.com. Hy-Vee, making lives easier, healthier, happier for both employees and customers.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. Taking a trip down Highway 34 and headed west over to Sheridan. We got Coach Ben Schooley on the line talking about their trip to state. Their ticket has been punched to Wells Fargo Arena. They're tip off at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, and of course we're going to have a pregame show, and that'll start at 1 o'clock, an hour to talk about the season that was and the amazing accomplishments of this outstanding Charger basketball team. Coach, because this is such a special moment, talk a little bit about some of the things that maybe that have really stood out to you this week that you know, you've really been able to appreciate and your team's been able to enjoy.
You know, the emails and the text messages that, we're getting from, and not just me, but the just people in the community that are congratulating us, and former alumni to the Sheraton program and former basketball players, and just the outreach, and, you know, elementary schools making cards for the guys. Every time we come to practice, we've got a new elementary class that's made signs for us or things like that. And these guys really get a feel like, you know, celebrities for a week, when we all know that that's not an opportunity that everybody gets. I just think the community support that has been shown, and even outside the community, just people around in the area that have given us, you know, a congratulations and a good job and a good luck. It's just been really nice to see.
Well, Coach, I look at your guys' program, and we talked a little bit about this last week. I just look at the program, and you go right down to your youth programs, the guys that are involved, the parents that put their time in, you know, and then you got an AD that you know, he's a Charger through and through. And I think we have all those resources in a community that's bought in. You get these type of results.
No, you hit it right on the head. It takes good players first, and good players don't just show up with good players. They've got to be developed, and that has to start at a young age, and you and I both know that, and you're absolutely right. And then to Tim Millage, is the most unbelievable athletic director. I mean, he just does so much for all the sports programs, and he takes care of a lot of things that you know, maybe sometimes coaches have to take care of, and he's got the community support, and he's got the school spirit at an all-time high, and It doesn't. Good teams don't just happen by themselves. It takes support from the youth programs to the athletic director to the principal and Tracy Hall and just everybody buying in and being on the same page, and it's been really nice.
Coach, you're a young coach. You know, these moments don't happen to guys maybe been in the business for 30 and 40 years. You know, on a personal level, that's got to feel pretty darn good.
Yeah, I feel really fortunate. As I said a little bit ago, a coach is only as good as the players he has. And, you know, this is year three for me, but I've been really fortunate to have good players early on. And I'm fully aware that, you know, I could go a really long time after this and not have another opportunity like I have right now. So I feel blessed and fortunate to have good players that have bought into what we're trying to do.
All right, let's take a look at Tuesday afternoon. Coach Dubuque Wallert, I'm going to tell you, you got the 4 seed. They got the 5 seed, and they could easily be a number 1 seed, and a real difficult challenge we talked about before. But as you lay out these ingredients to put together a Charger victory, what are those things you're looking forward to that you guys are going to have to get done to get a win?
Yeah, no, first and foremost, you're right. The 4 or 5 seed, the state of Iowa just goes, the association just goes on your record, and they don't put any other factors into it. So you kind of have to throw that seeding out probably. Like you said, they play for a loaded schedule. So, yeah, I mean, they could very easily be the favorite. Having said that, for us to be in the game, I think it's going to be really and really, really important we don't turn the basketball over and give them easy baskets. They can score with anybody, so it's going to be important that we don't just give them free ones. So taking care of the basketball is going to be very, very important. And then just battling them, making it tough on them. They're going to make shots, but we just have to make sure that the shots they take are contested, tough shots. And those, I think, are the two factors. We got to take care of the basketball, and we got to make every shot they take a tough one.
Well, you know, one of the things that stood out to me on your stats, Coach, is just that you guys on the defensive side of the court, you got guys that can go up and contest shots. Willie Felderman, I think 51 blocks on the season. You know, that's some pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, he's really athletic. He reminds me often how many blocks he has. He takes pride in that. He had a couple huge blocks in the Bondurant game. And you know, a lot of times coaches say, oh, we don't want to block shots because because that gets you in foul trouble and things like that. But he's really good about contesting and not getting in foul trouble when he does it. And sometimes he changes our defense. He can make up for a lot of mistakes that we make defensively, and it's been nice to have.
Coach, I sit here and I think about going back to 2007. Albion made the tournament for the first time in 40 years, and you guys find yourself in a very similar situation, not being there for 40 years. And I said to Coach Archer at the time, I said, you know, it's getting through these moments, getting there and then breaking through can really set the tone for the future of your program. Now that you broke through that bubble, now the bar's been set high, and I think about the youngness of the young guys you got in your program, you know, really can set the tone for another big run for you guys in a bright future.
No, I agree totally. We got some young guys in the program, and when you say, you know, breakthrough, everybody sees what it takes then, and they see that if you buy into a certain way of doing things and coming to practice every day and working hard and working in the off season, hopefully younger kids can see that if you do those things, success can come. And you know, kids, until they see that success actually happen at the highest level, I'm not sure that they fully commit. But now that we've done that, you hope as a coach that your program kids see that and are willing to buy in to what we're trying to do.
Coach, congratulations, an amazing season for you guys and a young team that's got lots of bright future ahead of it. But enjoy this moment, Coach. These are truly your special moments. And congratulations to you, your staff, your players, and the community, and enjoy the ride.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Head Coach Ben Schooley, head coach of the outstanding Sheraton Chargers. 2 o'clock tip-off. We're going to start that broadcast at 1 o'clock and recap this amazing season for the Chargers. And another amazing Coach's Corner in the book from the corner 34 and 5. This is Jason Summers saying thanks to Dan Stocker for stopping by, talking basketball this morning. Coach Kevin Archer for his great basketball season. And the Blue Demons will get things going at 6:35 on Monday night. We'll be there at 4:30 to bring you the pregame show. Special journey to the well. And back to the board, Scotty Fry, the best in the business. Thanks for making this broadcast possible. From the corner 34 and 5, this is Jason Summers saying so long. We will see you on Monday as we start our journey to well. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card?